Visit unitedheating.com. This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And welcome to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you for the second day in a row. How did that happen? Well, who knows? Who knows? Let's just all feel blessed, I guess. I'm here with USD 320 Superintendent Tim Winter. Coming up a little bit later, we'll have Gary County USD 475 Executive Director of Communications, Matt Droege. And to close things out, we'll have Wynn Butler and friends and talking about Johnny Caw efforts. So we'll have a little bit more on that later. As always, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, 785-537-1350 is the number to call. And Tim, welcome.
Thank you, Brady. Appreciate being here again.
Oh, always good to have you. And summertime in the school district's always fun, but always busy. I understand you had a board meeting Monday night.
We did have a board meeting. It would be our first meeting of the new fiscal year, so there's a lot of routine things that we just have to do every year. Probably the first thing and most important thing was electing new board officers. Rob Adams, who had served as our board president for the last 2 years and done a wonderful job, was, of course, stepped down, and he started the meeting, but then we quickly elected a new board president, which was Ryan Hargett. Ryan Hargett's been on the board for 3 years, and he is in District 2, and Ryan will do a fine job. And then Rob Petty was elected as the board vice president, and Rob is in District 5. And Rob is relatively new to the board. He had to fill a vacant position just this past July. And so Rob's relatively new, but he's very knowledgeable, very well known in the community, and he'll do a great job as well.
What's kind of the biggest challenges when you do have a shakeup? Is it a shakeup of the board every 2 years?
3 years.
Every 3 years.
Yeah, mm-hmm. 3 year term. And we do have elections. The elections, that's what changed regarding board elections. It was legislated in a little over a year ago, I believe, but board member terms used to start July 1 or at the July meeting, and now and elections were in the spring. Now elections are taking place in the fall, in November at the general election, and of course there'll be a primary in August, but new board members will begin at the January meeting. That's a little awkward because we'll have new board members start in the middle of the school year. We'll have new board members making decisions on contract extensions for teachers and administrators a few months into their term. And we have three board members that are up for election, or three open positions this year. Actually, Rob Petty is one of them, and he is going to run again. Right now, he's running unopposed. Of course, there could be write-in candidates, but Rob is unopposed. Rob Adams is going to end his board term this January, and Cheryl Wooler, a citizen of Wamego, is running in that district. I apologize to the individual, but I can't. There is someone running against Cheryl, but I cannot remember his name, so I apologize. But then also Amy Schwein, who is the most senior board member. I believe she served on the board three terms, but she is going to choose not to run again. And Corey Meyer is going to run in her district. So those elections will take place this August, and primaries, then the general election in November, and those new board positions will be filled in January. So that's a change for all boards across the state of Kansas, all school districts, and we've had to do some resolutions to extend terms since they were not ending in July. And that's some of the things, along with the other routine business we did this past Monday night.
That is quite a different shakeup when you really do think about it. When you think about that legislative change, that's something that, when you're talking about all that, that was kind of coming up a lot of memories on that, on kind of when that was kind of first enacted and talked about. And you know, so much has happened in, especially in the political realm at the federal and state level, a lot of those things kind of get lost in the shuffle. Why do you think they made that change to do those elections in the fall?
I believe because they wanted more turnout from voters, from people in the community to vote for those positions. That's what I remember. When this all took place, I was not in the superintendent position, so I probably wasn't paying as much attention. But I believe they just wanted more candidates to possibly apply for these positions, and then more voters in the communities to come out and vote. And the spring elections, you know, the turnout just isn't near as strong in those elections versus the general election in November.
And not a lot of these are different terms, right? So they're not all on the same
exactly.
term schedule.
Yes, yes, we alternate. There's three or four board terms that are usually changing place every 3 years. Yeah. So this year we have three seats open. The next time, and then a couple of years down the road, we'll have four seats open.
So you could have that situation where you're just having a few people switch in and out in the middle of the school year as well.
Exactly. Yeah, we will.
Mm-hmm. All right. What do you think about that system as far as would you prefer it kind of stayed the same and just everybody kind of starting clean beginning of the year and kind of having that consistency?
Well, that's what we're used to, and sometimes we're more comfortable with what we're used to. I think from a planning perspective, when board members start in July, you can update them and get them acclimated to their position before school starts. You can even do a little bit of retreat planning, which we are doing. We have a board retreat in August. So, you know, that may change down the road. With new board members starting in January, we've talked about initially just a little bit about having our retreat and doing some board training in the spring right away. But I think the biggest thing is you're going to be making decisions on contracts with board members that are brand new to the board, just a few months into the board. Because typically teacher contracts, administrative contracts are done in anywhere between February and April. So board members will be very new to that process, and we'll be making decisions on people's contracts. That's the one thing I think that concerns me the most. But I think most boards are rational and realistic are here to serve kids, and they'll make the right decisions.
And you know, a lot's coming back to me on this topic now that we kind of go back and forth on that. I do remember some criticism of moving those elections to fall was that it would kind of politicize like school board positions, because usually your fall elections, especially since the general election, are very politicized. Is that something that you worried about when you first heard about this, especially being in a superintendent position now, that you worry about school board positions being more politicized because they're in a more politicized election?
I have not worried about it in Wamego. Maybe some other communities might have that issue, Wamego is just a very supportive community. We have great applicants for board positions. We have a lot of, you know, just talented, knowledgeable people in our community. And their heart and their minds are in the right place, and we're here for kids, and we're here to help provide the best education possible in our communities.
And of course, and I'm pretty sure on this, board members, they don't have a letter next to their name on a ballot, right? It's just
no, they do. Yeah,
oh, they do
run as Democrats or Republicans.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that. All right. Mm-hmm. Moving on, looking at the bond issue, I know that's something that before we got started this morning that you wanted to talk about, that the wheels are starting to roll on that, the bond issue that passed last year.
Yes, we passed the bond last November. And as I mentioned, our community is very supportive. That was evident by the passing of the bond. We passed at almost a 70% approval margin. But it was a $20 million bond project that covered a variety of projects in the district. Primarily, or a big part of the project, was at the Wamego Middle School, where we needed a lot of infrastructure work. So currently, the middle school is receiving all new flooring in the hallways and commons area, which is carpet and tile. They're also receiving all new lockers. All new lockers have been installed, and we also added additional lockers for future growth. Bright red lockers to go with our colors, so it'll brighten the building up a little bit. It also is receiving a new roof. We've had leaking issues for a number of years, and so all the roof work is being done except over the gymnasium. The gym had been re-roofed, I believe, about 5 years ago. So, but you know, there's about $5 or $6 million worth of work going on out there, in addition to a new science classroom addition. Four science classrooms will be added to the middle school, but that work won't start until this fall. It's part of phase two. We're currently in phase one, the summer work here.
And how many phases you have overall?
Three phases. Yeah, this summer, all the things we need to get done before students are back in the building, and then phase two starts this fall. Phase two is a big big chunk of it because it's the facilities. It's the new middle school classroom addition, 4 science classrooms. It's a new 8,000 square foot central kitchen, which will be out by our operations building and sports complex. We're putting an all-purpose PE building at the high school, which will be a new new weight room and a wrestling area for our wrestlers, and it can also be a place for a number of other things, summer weights, summer physical education activities, cheerleading practice, dance team practice, things of that nature. And then the sports complex, currently in phase one, we have artificial surface going down on the football field, so we're going to have artificial turf starting this year. And then there are new lights that have been erected and new poles and all that goes with that. Currently not hooked up. We're still running the electricity to them, but we'll have brand new LED lights to light our field. But then in phase two and three at the sports complex, we will build an all-new locker room, public restroom, concession stand facility that's desperately needed. Our current locker room is just kind of an embarrassment, really, to be honest with you. The locker room and the public restrooms needed updated for some time. So we're taking care of that. We're also going to add a new press box. Going to make some ADA improvements in terms of parking and seating. So a lot of work being done out there as well, and coming in the future.
When do you think the last time updates to the football field and the sports complex have probably been made? I assume it's been a while, just kind of by the way you're talking.
Mm-hmm. The track surface is I believe 10 or 12 years old, but so that's probably the most recent. The locker room restroom facility is 35 years old. The bleacher stadium and so forth is very old. A lot of that work was done in the 80s, and so most of that is like we talked about 30 plus years old. We did add some visitor seating shortly before I came to Wamego, I believe. Those bleachers look relatively new, but it was definitely in need of some upgrade.
It's kind of the cost of doing business, right?
That's right.
Especially when you get behind on stuff and you got to do a lot of stuff at once. It's and you know, with that, remind us of the price tag and the tax effect or non-tax effect.
Yes, the bond was a $20 million bond. There is going to be no tax increase to our patrons as we finish other bond projects from years ago. These bond payments will just roll in. So with our increased evaluation of the tax base and rolling off some other bond payments, we will not have a tax increase.
All right. Well, Tim, that sounds good to me. Anything else that you wanted to touch on?
Well, I would like to give a shout-out to Larry Hannon. He's our Director of Operations and Transportation. At our board meeting Monday night, he was recognized with the Spirit of Hope Award. This is from the Kansas Youth Empowerment Academy. Larry was nominated by a staff member at Wamego for this award. It's to help people with disabilities, and Larry is the first person to receive this award who was not a special education teacher. So it's kind of neat for him. He really does a great job of working with all students, but also meeting the needs of our disabled students in terms of transportation and things of that nature. So that was a neat deal for Larry Hannon. I think I also just want to mention that enrollment stuff is coming up. Right now, we are accepting mail-in enrollments forms from anyone that would like to do it by mail versus standing in lines on August 1st. So all of those forms, all those enrollment packets are available online or at the district office. And if you want to take care of your enrollment for all your children before August 1st, we're taking mail enrollments until July 21st. And then we hold off and have an enrollment day August 1st at Wamego Middle School from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. But if you want to avoid those lines, you can do it by mail.
When is the first day of school for USD 320?
First day of school is August 16th, and that is for grades K through 6 and grade 9. And the reason that we do that is because for sixth graders, we have a transition day. So we bring our sixth graders to the middle school, and the seventh and eighth graders get an extra day of summer. But it helps us, get the sixth graders acclimated. And this will actually be the first year for sixth grade. doing this at the middle school. It's being modeled after what we do at the high school, where we also have a ninth grade transition day. So on that very first day, August 16th, the 7th and 8th graders and the 10th through 12th graders do get an extra day of summer so we can acclimate and help our 6th graders and 9th graders transition to new buildings, you know, new environments. And our counselors and our teachers do a great job. And they also use students to help serve as mentors. It's called Link Crew Leaders. And they do some activities with those students and just help them feel good about coming to school and get to know the building and the staff a little better that first day before everyone is in the building. And of course, the very next day, August 17th, we'll start school for all students.
All right. It'll be here before we know it, huh?
It will.
Yeah. All right. Really appreciate it. That was USD 320 Superintendent Tim Winter. When we come back, we'll talk with Gary County USD 475 Executive Director of Communications, Matt Droege, right here on In Focus.
When catastrophe hits and you're